Another year almost comes to an end. I don't know what your thoughts have been of 2017. The highs, good stuff, might be your football team winning, Jamie. Could be. I don't know what it is. What about the lows, the challenges, those difficult places? I don't know about you, but I seem to have more of the kind of struggly stuff than the good stuff. I get those little splashes of painty moments of good stuff, but most of it's the real struggly, challengy stuff that I kind of have to deal with. And I just thank Jesus, the healer. God's word has got me through some of those difficult patches. If I hadn't, there'd have been some mess, some proper mess in my life. Mess in my marriage. Mess in my relationships at work with my friends. I would have said things, I would have reacted in ways which I thought I dealt with this some years ago, but it keeps coming back up. This kind of inner rage. My feelings of, I cannot believe what's taking place. But I thank God, thank Jesus, for giving me his word and comfort and healing in those difficult times. 2018, what does that bring? Yeah, challenges, some good stuff. But what will it bring? What are you focusing on? What are we praying for 2018? What kind of breakthroughs? I know that I need to overcome more of these issues that keep holding me back in bondage, in slavery. I need to overcome those with God's word. And then I need to kind of focus on what God wants me to be in 2018. I hear Rachel saying, there's the mission. We want to kind of double our CU. We're going for 100. I think it's good to have targets. Has anybody set any targets, any kind of, for New Year, what you'd like to do? My one is, I just want to be all that God wants me to be. That's my target for that year. And I don't quite know how he's going to do it, and how I'm going to kind of navigate my way around for it to happen. But I know, through one thing, this one piece of scripture that's been speaking to me, for a couple of weeks now, and it's been building up momentum. And it's in the book of Psalms. God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And I'm thinking, God, that's what I need to do. I need to keep in that light. I need to keep in his word. And the other stuff, that's going to be taken care of. That's going to be taken care of. So that's my prayer for each of you guys here today, that you're able to stay in that light and walk in that lamp light and become who you can be in God. All he wants you to be, overcoming everything that holds you back. Those strongholds, we all know what they are for each of us. I kind of got a big list, and as I get older, it keeps growing. And I keep thinking, I thought I dealt with that one down there, but it keeps coming back up a lot bigger and a lot scarier. I just want to pray before I carry on, because I really feel that I just need to kind of get myself in the right place. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you speak to all of us today. Help us to silence those preconceived ideas of who you are and what we think we know, so that we can enter into a space of wonder and receive more of you, more of your power, so that we can be more for you in 2018. Help us to put aside those little promptings, irritations, to think a particular thought and focus purely on your word And what you want us to do with your word in 2018 as we journey out together as a church. Some of us are going our individual way, and that's brilliant. We're all in the same game to kind of extend your kingdom. So I pray, Lord, that if there's anything in me that's not of you, just to strip it away and just help people just to forget it, and that's great. But just allow me to speak more of your truth and power and healing now. I ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 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 This 2017, I started a new job. It was a good job, I thought. You know, moving up the proverbial corporate ladder. I thought, anyway, got to, I'm thinking, is that all it was? But I have to go to new places. And some of these new places in Nottinghamshire, I did not know existed. Oh, right. Netherfield. How do I get there? That's where your mobile phones come in, don't they? You can kind of plug the details in and get a route overview. A route overview, where you're going. It's good. You can see the main roads, the motorway, the junction you get off, the exits, and then you do your left and your right. So you know exactly where you go, and it helps you to relax when you do that. Has anybody used one of those kind of route overviews? And you can relax. You can enjoy the journey. You can put your radio station on, or you know, you're comfortable in that. In a similar way, God has an overview, a route overview, for each of our lives. And it started in our mother's womb. And he laid out this wonderful plan. And it's heaven bound. For all those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, you're going to a wonderful place. You can chill, you can relax, you're going there. That's fantastic. He's going to lay out it all. He knows all the twists and turns. The only thing is, with a route overview from your sat nav and God's route overview, is God doesn't tell you how it's all going to happen. He doesn't give it us. We have to kind of journey out with him in faith. One step at a time. We need to stay in that light. And we need to journey. And we're not knowing where we're going a lot of the time. And that's painful. That's painful because I kind of like details. I like to know this, that, and where it's all going to weigh out. I'm going on holiday tomorrow, aren't we, sweetheart? It's all set out, the itinerary. Brilliant. Love it. Probably won't do it all, but it's nice to know. With God, he will not give us the details. We have to step out and journey with him in faith. And there's one particular character in the Bible who's been speaking to me, and I've been reading, and the more I read about it, I'm enthralled about his story. The story of Abraham. How he kind of left his hometown of I think that's how you pronounce it, and he journeyed with his wife and all the animals. And he left a kind of like a townhouse for a tent house. And I'm thinking, why is he doing this? God asked him to go out on this journey. And he was going to extend his kingdom. He was going to grow through him. He promised him on that journey a baby, and where all his kingdom will multiply. And I thought, wow, that's a fantastic journey you're taking this chap on, God. But it wasn't a journey where all the details were laid out. There was a lot of stuff that Abraham needed to deal with and overcome in order for him to carry on to that place. He had to go out in not knowing, in the unknown. And it's for us in 2018. If you've got it all set out, what you're going to do in 2018, that's great. But I don't think God wants us to be that kind of fix with that kind of route overview. He wants us to be kind of sensitive to his small voice, that inner voice. It's like when you're driving your car with your sat nav on. You know, for the extended periods, you think, am I on the right road? Should I took that left there? Nothing from the sat nav. Nothing. You know, you'd like something. You're a cool driver. You look good and all that. But none of that. You don't get that from God. You're kind of driving down there and it's like, I'm going to stop in a minute and just check in. My favourite is white wind, not white. And ask somebody, am I on the right direction? Because I think it must have stalled my sat nav. But then all of a sudden it's, and take the next left. You think, that's brilliant. So you take the next left and you can kind of think, I'm on the path again. And I don't know how it's going to be in 2018, and I'm trying to put myself in that place with God leading. That's my goal for 2018. Lead me where you can lead me, God, because I don't know where. I've got an idea what I'd like to do, but I don't think that's I'm going to get the best out of me. And I don't think I'm going to be able to overcome the challenges. I think I'm going to start getting the frustrations again and what I get each kind of week as it goes by. I feel like I've really sold myself out for you, God, this time and done what you asked me in those conversations. Was there an opportunity I missed? Was I thinking about my dinner? Was I thinking about a game of tennis, a bike ride, football result? And it's amazing that when I start looking at all these kind of things, it takes over. The amount of time that takes is, it can meld into an whole, I want to say hour, but I'll confess it can be all day. I'm playing around with those thoughts and I might just go a little bit back to God and think, God, what are we supposed to be doing in this situation? And I beat myself up because I've not been the way God's told me I need to be. Stay quiet, listen to my still voice. Yes. And what I find, what happened with Abraham, not only his faith increased as he started to listen to God, but his trust increased. And for the past 2 weeks or so, kind of preparing for this message, I've had to kind of throw everything out. And I said, let me just dig into it. I'm going to try and focus as best I can on putting the best message through me. For you, to bless you in 2018, to send you on your journey, because the message you, I want to be on that journey too. And it'll be different for each of us. We'll have to kind of work through some of those particular hang-ups, those strongholds that keep holding us back. And there was a little test for me just before Christmas. We had a prayer meeting here, and everybody was around here, and I prayed something out, and I thought, what have I said here? I didn't plan to say that, David, just come out. And there's a phone, I got home from work the next day, and Rebecca said, Steve's rang. He said, would you, it was Monday night, my only night off, and I was expecting to kind of sit down, relax, kick back, bit of Sean time, you know how you do it. Steve wants to go, I said, it's minus three outside, I thought. And deliver one of those invitations for the Christmas events in town. I thought, do I want to do that? This one. And I thought, well, I prayed it. God, I've got to go. And Rebecca says to me, "This, I'm testifying your level of faith here, sweetheart. This is it. I was going to answer for Sean when Steve kind of and say no." It's his only night. But Rebecca thought, no, I need to pause on that one. I need to kind of listen to Sean and listen to what God's saying. Because when it come round to it, I somehow said, yeah, we'll do it. And I thought, I'm going to do something. I'm going to deliver this invitation out to someone. And I thought, it's not a massive thing in God's kingdom. Abraham, you know, all these people, great heroes of faith, what they do and what you do at church as well. And I'm just doing this little thing. And I thought, okay. It was cold, it was minus four, I think it was one of the coldest nights, and we parked the car on this road, and we got the number, we parked right at the other end of the road, and I'm walking down in this little thin thing, and I'm like, it's cold, isn't it? And anyway, I gets to, who is it, Matt and Claire, right, we're going to drop it off at Matt and Claire's house, and Matt has started walking down and chattering, and Rebecca was talking and I was in my own world and not all the time. I do listen to her because she's a font of wisdom. Thank you, sweetheart. And we get down to the bottom of this road and I'm thinking, right, Matt. I think, oh, I know Matt. I'm thinking in my mind, I know Matt down here. Yeah, Matt. You know, us men do it, you know, we've got his own little mind for. And it gets even closer down. I think there's not much of the road left. And Matt lives down there. And I'm thinking, there can't be many Matts on there. All the names in the world, we've got another Matt down here, have we? Yeah, two Matts. No, it's just the one Matt. She said, are we right here? And I says, Rebecca, I says, it's Matt's house. Yes, of course it's Matt's. Matt, I says, I know Matt. Well, he knows me. He knows me from my past. And not a lot of you guys will know me from my past. I say it now, because I'm in the house of the Lord. God has restored me from the depths of a den of iniquity. In the gambling casinos and hustling halls of town. And that was me. And I'm here now, speaking to the God. Oh, bless you, God. And that's what he does. And I knew Matt, and you, Matt knew me at my worst. And you've probably seen me at worst here, but that's nothing compared to my worst as it was before. My worst before, you'd walk across the other side. But God's done a great work. And 2018 is going to do a fantastic piece of work in me to glorify him. And where you've been in your life, he's going to do a fantastic piece of work to glorify him. And that is so exciting to be part of that journey. So it gets to the point where I'm just about to knock on the door to Matt, because I said, I've got to go. And the thought, stay in the light. I felt like running into dark bushes. I did when I knocked at the door and I said, that's it. That sounded weird. And then I knocked again. He's going to come. I'm going to have to face him and talk about Jesus. And he's going to think, you're talking about Jesus, about the God who saves, who forgives and redeems you. And I thought, God's saying to me, yeah, I am that product. I am that product. God is a mighty God who can take the dirtiest sinner and restore him as new. And that's the gift we have. For those people out in 2018, they're going to be carrying some hang-ups, some kind of stuff that's in their hearts unforgivable. But God has forgiven us all, those who accept. And I kind of thought, Matt's going to come to the door, but he never came. That's a blessing. I knocked at the door. He never came. It's all this story that I'm piping through my mind. It never happened. But that was a test. That was a mighty test. A little step of faith. I know there's more. There's much more for me to overcome in 2018. I know through that experience. This is where my brain thinks on here. I am smart, Steve. I know I don't give that impression. Prayer. I prayed for that breakthrough, that stronghold, to go out and to kind of proclaim the good news. And God, it was God who took me to that place, to knock on that door. Now, we can do that with other issues in me that hold me back from presenting Christ. There is stuff about, I'll start disclosing all my kind of weaknesses here, and they are there. This arrogance, this feeling of self-importance, this feeling of I know best. I listen to me and I don't listen to my wife. I do my own thing when I want to do my own thing. There's all that kind of meshes in. And God has given me, has given you, a wonderful gift to deliver in 2018. And I find when you've got those kind of hang-ups, those strongholds, they take hold for more than a few moments. They manifest themselves around your day and they will have you handcuffed in places, dark places, in the bushes, rather than walking in God's truth and light. And it's only when you start listening and praying Have you noticed, I saw this wonderful clip and it really touched me and it stands with me about an eagle. When it comes down to pick up some food, a snake, it takes the snake, it doesn't do battle on the ground. It takes its eye up into the sky where it's got no stability, no strength, no stamina. And we, with our stronghold, have got to kind of go down deep. And some of these prayers that we need to be praying and getting alongside people and working it through, because they are mighty strong. They are mighty strong. And we've got to take them up into the heavens where God does the work for us. I did not pray that prayer. Something came out of me on that night. We can be intentional. I'm not saying don't be intentional, but be open to listen to what God is prompting in your spirit and to speak it. And to speak it in truth in Jesus Christ's name. I just feel now with where I am on this journey. Tomorrow I go on holiday. Sorry, I go to Madeira for a week to relax. No. I think this plan is, and Rebecca will tell you this story, I've got a big decision to make about work. When I get back, whether I continue in this job, and I've just got this job a year and I've done well, it's consumed me. I've put a lot of hours in each week. I've got a big decision whether in 2008 I just say, no, I don't want this job, and I step out in faith without perhaps a job and waiting on God to lead me. Because I can carry on doing this job, but I know the agendas that I'll be responsible for promoting and encouraging. There's part of me that feels like it's running in the opposite direction to where God wants me to go. And I don't know if you're like me, but when you kind of, you're in one kind of thing, you're pushing one thing, and you're trying to bring the other thing along, you're in conflict, that tension doesn't allow you to kind of realize your potential to overcome what's hanging you back and to be all that what God wants you to be. I've got a big decision to make and I've got to express my interest as soon as I get back off holiday to go for this particular job. And if I don't go for it, yeah, you've got to go for it. If you're not in the game, sure. You know, you look like, you know, we need to be putting you out to pasture. You know, you know, we're restructuring and we're going to be coming out of the local authorities remit and we're going to be becoming a community interest company. This kind of thing. So we want people who can do the work, who can get stuck in. And I'm thinking, I don't mind doing the work, but what agendas are me promoting? And I've asked some questions and I'm not particularly comfortable with them. They conflict with my values. Who God tells me who I am, what I need to be promoting. I know we can be an influence in those circles, but I think within local authorities, the battle has been lost. There's particular agendas that are so powerful that it doesn't matter how much you speak. They have inhabited another paradigm. Their understanding of how it is. God's paradigm's over there. The world's paradigm is here. And they believe that is the only one. But there is another way. And I feel God has taken us on that other way. He's taken me on that other way. And I don't know what it is with you. And I just pray if I could offer something to encourage you to kind of reconsider your journey in 2018, what you might need to let go of, what you might need to gain some prayer on to overcome in order to become who God wants you to be. Jamie, we had a conversation in there, and I strongly believe that God has got a wonderful plan for you in 2018. I know you tell me you come, I don't feel a lot of stuff, I've got a lot of stuff. I believe that God has got a wonderful plan for you if you trust and if you kind of seek the right people to come alongside and pray to overcome what is it. I've got history. My stuff, when I go back into my kind of gambling and conning, all that kind of stuff, lifestyle, I've got friends I needed to pull away from. That was the first thing. I needed to get around people who started to build me up. And the journey of faith has been incredible as I watch what God has done. And I've got a wonderful wife. I was a bachelor for 45 years. I couldn't get a wife. I couldn't get a girlfriend at one point. Who would have me? I was beyond redemption. And that's what can happen, Jamie. You'd have never thought I was a walking mess. I still am in part, but I know who's the man who can deal with all messes. Jesus. So I look at Abraham on his journey when he went out. And it was. This is the most incredible bit. Well, I find out, you know, because I kind of like, I've had no kind of seminar training. I'm kind of up here and I kind of read the Bible in little bits and think, yeah, I don't know if anybody's the same. You know what I mean? I was focused on a little bit. I understand. And I always find out there's more. But Abraham, 1,000 years later, went out into this land where he didn't know he was going with God. He ends up meeting with Sarah, they had a baby. He went out at 75 years of age. 75! It makes you look good, Dennis. 75 he did. He had a child at 100 to Sarah. And after that, 1,000 years later, 42 generations, who came along? The Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. He's in that lineage. And we're too in that royal lineage. We're connected by spirit to Abraham. We serve a mighty God. We can do immeasurably more than what we think we can do with him. And whatever our mind tells us who we are, that's all been wiped clean at the cross. We are forgiven. Jesus went to the cross. He took on our sin. It was the human sacrifice. His body was battered and bruised, spat at, hung on a cross to die. But his blood redeems us. And together, we kind of share in that inheritance. Abraham was told to go out on that journey, didn't know where he was going. My bit of the journey seems a doddle to his. I think we get comfortable. I think we get comfortable. Too comfortable with our kind of, I do, with my jobs and my kind of whatever set round me. I feel that God's asking me to kind of step out a little bit in 2018 into the uncomfortable, into the unknown. And to listen to him and not be scared. When he doesn't say anything for quite a while. Turn left. There you go. He's there. He's gonna. He's a man of his word. He will give you. He will not let you down if you put your trust in him. And if you haven't put your trust in him, give him a go. Say, Jesus, I don't know. I can't do this. Just come in. Take over. Show me the way. I don't know. My way. You can look at it. It's been a mess. I've left a deluge of mess behind me. I've left a mess. And that was one of those messes I wanted to knock him up. I had to face a mess and I don't know what I was going to say to him, but I know God, if he'd answered that door, God didn't want it to, he would have given me the right words. And he uses us in our mess to present himself as being this holy God who can transform the untransformable. I was bad. I was bad to the point where I left workshop. Drove down to London in my car, 4 days in my car, and I was like thinking, what do I do? What do I do? And I was stressing this time. I was so stressing. I was stressing to the point where I was down to, get this, 9 stone 6. 9 stone 6. I'm like 12 stone now, but I was 9 stone 6. I wasn't eating. My mind was not in a good place. I was worrying, I was concerned, my grandma, I've told this story, was dying, but I was lost. But somebody, how, I don't know, pointed me in the right direction, and I found solace, and I found Jesus Christ, speak to me audibly, this is where you need to be. I ended up going down into East End of London, a place where the Salvation Army. And when I walked through that doors then, I started to eat and I started to kind of think differently. I was taking in God's word. He was feeding me. And I was back up to my fighting weight in no time. But it was tough. And what I learned on that journey, as hearing those different people who came into that Salvation Army to speak, they'd been on their own journey of brokenness. They'd been hurt. There was pain that they was carrying that they couldn't let go of. And they were able to let go of that pain and that hurt and those expectations. And they were able to come and present themselves. And I would listen to these guys. really? You was a lawyer down in London. You was a kind of shipping magnate, and you were kind of life has been brought down to a homeless shelter. I had a place up in Worksall. I left. God took me down there to break me and to heal me and to put me back on. So our journeys might be, I'm up for it. It might be let go, let go, let go, let go. Do a bit of kind of tightrope walking for a while, because this is going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. But I'm just sharing with, talking to Amy. And she shared so many encouraging words with me just before the service started, how you'd kind of let go of a well-paid job. You stepped out of the chair. You've been going how many years now?
2 years.
2 years! And Amy still hasn't had a paycheck. What about that? That is faith. That's dedication. That encourages me. Who's provided?
God.
All the way. And that brings a kind of real touch welling that I can only kind of draw from that.
Because...
Amen. Because God is speaking to each of us tonight, today. He knows what we need to be doing. He wants to tell us that, but we need to listen. We need to find some space where we can hear Him speak to us. Because if you just kind of put the TV on, the radio, and you talk to your friends, you talk to your kind of partner, you'll get loads of messages. The message you need to stay in that light. You need to walk in that light. You need to spend time in silence. You need to kind of pray it through. Work on God's word. What is it you want me to do? I mean, Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice, who went to the cross to give up his life that we could have life. And it's so easy to take it lightly and think, we do this a bit of a routine every day. But he gave up his life. God gave his son to be sacrificed that we can have life. And I remembering that, we need to remember, and I think I need to remember more than remember. I don't know what I mean. Something needs to happen. I need to move my mind onto a new place of worship, a new verse of giving to God in order that I can move to that next level, what God wants me to do. Because if I carry on doing what I've done in 2017, I'm going to get the same outcome. And yeah, I've made a bit of a difference and annoyed a few people and stuff. But I think I can be much more than that. And God wants much more from each one of us here. So let's just have a time of silence. And if we've got some music, that would be great. Before we break bread. And in that silence, just ask for forgiveness for anything that you feel that you've not done what God's asked you to do. Or if there's anything that, any sin, unconfessed sin, that you're holding, or holding against each one another, let go of that and ask God to come in to that stronghold, those strongholds. Deal with one, you know, you don't need to deal with, I don't know how many you've got, but just deal with the one that's most pressing that you feel if you can get out of the way, you can make some good progress, some good steps into your God-given destiny, what God wants for you. Let's take some time out. I don't know how long it'll be. Have you got some music, Dan? Silence is fine. Silence is fine. Silence is fine. We'll go in silence. Thank you.